38 Reasons is obviously my foundation. The name just came up because 38 was my number. Focusing on breast cancer, I had an aunt who died of it. So from every stage, every woman on my wife's side has had it. She did go take the test, and she doesn't have the gene. So that was encouraging. She didn't have the gene. Her mom took the test. Her mom had the gene. So I thought that was a breakthrough by itself, that she didn't have the gene. And now I have a daughter. So it's even scarier. But at the same time, you know, we're being experienced with this so much that we can take all the necessary steps. Once my daughter get old enough, we're going to make sure she go take the test to see if she has the gene or not. And if she do or if she don't, you know, we still gonna take the necessary steps of her being healthy. So, you know, first thing foremost is you just want to get awareness out there. And that's a big part of me working with American Cancer Society. For every PAS breakup, it's $500 that I give to American Cancer Society. And for every interception, I give $1,000. What people don't know either is that if I don't make it to $10,000, I'm already going to give at least $10,000. So if I don't make it to that, they are automatically going to get $10,000. You know that you donate the money, and a lot of times you don't exactly know where it's going at, but you're hoping that it's going in the right direction. And I got a chance to see some of the patients at the Sidman Cancer Center. It was refreshing to talk to them and encourage them and make their day. And at the end of the day, that's what it's about. I mean, you can donate as much money as you want, but when you see the people and you're able to experience it, you know, it changes your mind about everything. You know, obviously one of the things that you always want to do is help people, but the people who really need it, you know, we need to take out at least whatever, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it is out of your day. If you can encourage them and make their day, that's what it's about.